The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
Oh, good evening, Para-X. It is 6 o'clock on Monday, which means this is the Odyssey Files. I am your host, Michael O'Neill, and with me, as always, is Dave Sawyering.
Hello, Michael.
I keep forgetting to change that. There's one small little thing that I have to change during the introduction music that keeps the program from playing everything else. And I forgot to do that. And so when I hit, obviously, the talk button, I didn't care. It just kept right on playing.
I bet you if we move our show to a day other than Monday, these little things won't happen. That's a Monday
chance.
Yeah.
I would bet you that my memory would become perfect.
Yep.
That we would never make a mistake.
Nope.
Our show, even though it already rocks, would be way better.
Well, don't get ridiculous. How are we going to get way better? I mean, if we get any better than we are now, we're going to get picked up by a national broadcasting network.
Well, there you go.
So all right.
That's why it would be way better.
Okay.
So, anyways. So, yeah. Welcome to week two of our 3-week coverage of UFOs. Tonight we are we're focusing on government cover-ups, or of the UFO thing, if I can stop hitting my microphone with my thumb. But as we're finding out, and Dave and I were talking about this before the show, we're coming up more with a government, like, not interested, as opposed to government cover-up.
Right. Either that, or we also have a combination of government cover-up of websites that talk about government cover-ups.
That could be.
Which is a distinct possibility also, because there is some stuff out there, but after 3 days of browsing, I didn't find a whole lot other than the guys who are nut jobs way on the right-hand side that were, like, supposedly talking to the Acrylian Society of Lizard People.
reptilians.
The reptilians. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. That website's gone. See you later. So,
so I mean, I did come across an article. I know you read, I think Pardon. You read the same one I did.
Yeah.
That called these extraterrestrials EBEs. EBEs. Where are you? It was like extraterrestrial biological entity or something like that, I think is what they called them. EBEs. And supposedly like, this
kind of like the Chappie.
Kind of like who?
Kind of like Chappie.
Chappie.
Did you ever see Chappie?
No.
Oh, well, never mind. It was a movie. It was a movie moment. We got to expand your horizons, man. All right.
I've been too busy in doing other things.
I know.
But I did actually, not to like completely zoom away from this, but I did finish Stranger Things last night.
Well, good.
Season 2, anyway.
Did you like it?
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it was I thought it was actually very good. I think I liked season two more than season one. Season one just kind of dragged on for a long time.
Yeah.
As they tried to build up all of these characters.
Yeah.
For the most part, I thought it was really good. The one thing that I did not get, and I don't think that it's possible, is, you know, and this isn't giving anything away if you haven't seen it, but when they used the old video camcorder.
Yep.
You know, the old JC, and she's
the
hooking
VHS,
it up to the...
Yep, VHS.
Yeah, the VHS. She's like, this is too... Yes. It's too small. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's washing it, and she pauses it, and like in the static, he sees the figure of the I'm like, what? No, that's not going to happen. How would you see that, anyways?
Right.
As a skeptic, you're looking for your son being being ridiculed by these grown people, and yet you freeze it, and the first thing you see in the static is the monster your son just drew. I mean, come on. That was a little much for me.
Well, if that's your only criticism of season two, honestly, then you really enjoyed it.
I did.
I'll
really
tell you that.
The only thing that you're
upset about season two, then you did enjoy it, because I do know what you're saying, but it was such a small part of everything else that was going on. So,
well, I mean, it was a catalyst, you know, from non-believer to believer in the mother.
Right.
The only other thing that I absolutely did not get, and it could not happen, was the map that they drew.
Oh,
they covered the entire house.
Yeah.
Like, there was no way they could have gotten that correct, but just there was no correlation to, like, anything.
And Bob's
look, they match.
That's Lake Valentine, and that's Makeout Point. Wait a minute, let me run over here. Let me go into the living room. What's in the bathroom?
I mean, there was just no way.
It's the reservoir.
There's no way they would have gotten that correct.
No, well, I mean, Bob was kind of a mastermind, so.
No. I don't mean figuring it out. I mean they would have been able to place the paper, the things that he's drawing, the pieces,
right,
in the proper order.
Order, right.
That's what, not that Bob figured it out. It just that,
right. Would they have been able to take all those puzzle pieces and figure and make this beautiful mapping thing? Right. I gotcha.
Exactly. Okay. So that's
all right. Let's get back to the show. If you haven't seen it, see it. It's really good. Stranger Things is good on Netflix.
Right. So, just kind of going back to these EBEs. So this is about the only thing that I could find. And just reading it over, you know, they call it the horrible, quote unquote, horrible truth and whatnot. And it pretty much surrounds the theory that a secret government organization called the MJ-12, I believe. Yeah, the MJ-12. 12 top military and scientific officials represented us back in, I believe, the 70s. And pretty much sold us to aliens.
Oh yeah.
And basically the deal was,
1947.
No, okay. It was way before the 70s then.
Yeah. It was 47 by executive order of President Harry S. Truman.
Right.
Who knows, right?
Yeah. The deal was these aliens who, and I'm pretty sure that he's exaggerating when he says that these aliens were probably a billion years ahead of us. You think?
No, a billion years? No.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I'm not thinking a billion years.
Yeah. No. This is exactly how it was written. The horrible truth was known by only a very few persons. They were indeed ugly little creatures shaped like praying mantises and were more advanced than us by perhaps a billion years.
Wow. We have praying mantises on the planet Earth. I just want to point that out. They're a little smaller than we are. But well, if takes a billion years for them to evolve into something compatible and like that's going to be superior to us. Well, maybe we're taking care of their young then. You know, maybe we're a nursery.
Oh, I hope not. but so these MJ-12, these EBEs, they would give us technology. Really need to stop doing that. So these aliens would give us their technology, and in return, the government would what's the phrase? Turn a blind eye?
Oh, for them to take some people for experimentation?
Right, for abductions.
Yeah.
So these aliens could abduct people.
Right.
Do their experiments.
Right.
And the government would turn the blind cheek or turn the blind eye to them doing so. It would seem that after a number of years, they figured out or came to the realization that they got a raw deal. Like these aliens were just taking all kinds of tons of people. In the thousands, and I guess some of the missing children that people would put posters and stuff out, they knew were taken by these aliens.
I think that's far reaching.
This whole thing is far reaching.
I was going to say because aren't let's go on the assumption. All right, so because we got to assume something here. So let's go on the assumption that
let's assume something, Dave.
Let's assume something. So let's assume that some of the abductions are actually legitimate. Okay.
Okay.
Like that, some people actually do. Like some of the people that you see. I mean, I've seen some documentary type of stuff and some movie and news footage and stuff like that, and. You know, whether the people just have a mental issue or whatever, they are extremely convincing that they were abducted by aliens. I mean, microscopic details of their abduction, you know? So let's just assume that some of those people, okay, whatever, a tiny percentage, is actually legitimate. Something really did happen to them. Now, whether they were actually, you know, hoverboarded up to a spacecraft and experimented on or whatever, who knows? But thinking in that same context, then, what, even if we never made a deal with the aliens and they were a billion years advanced from us, what the hell are we going to do to stop them taking whoever they want to experiment on?
Because we can give their technology a cold.
No, you're going to Independence Day.
I am so going into Independence Day.
You are going totally to Independence Day.
I am, 100%.
I mean, seriously, if they're a billion years advanced, even if they look like praying mantises, what is to stop them from coming here and saying, you know what, we're going to take 12 people out of Cleveland tonight. Stop us if you can, right? So why would they be willing to trade us anything in response to them being able to take anything?
Well, maybe after a billion years, they've come to the realization that diplomacy is the best way.
Well, we got a long way to go then, because we're only we're a very young nation. So we got to wait till our billionth year. We're in a lot of trouble until we get to that billionth year and we realize what's happening.
Well, I mean, they were talking about how it might have something to do with maybe they're on the back end of their evolution scale and whatnot, and they're saying that their immune system, like their nervous system, doesn't work properly, and that they need stuff that we have, like our internal organs or our blood and that kind of stuff, and that's what they need in order to survive.
Well, there's a great trade. So give us some of your advanced technology, and then come harvest our organs so that your race can survive. I don't see that ending well for us.
No, and that's why it didn't. So here is This article, I don't know if you read this far, but this is what said. The EBEs assured MJ-12 that the abductions, usually lasting about 2 hours, were merely the ongoing monitoring of developing civilizations. In fact, the purposes of the abductions turned out to be: one, insertion of a 3-millimeter spherical device through the nasal cavity of the abductee into the brain. This device used for the biological monitoring, tracking, and control of the abductee. Number two, implementation of post-hypnotic suggestion to carry out a specific activity during a specific time period, the activation of which will occur within the next 2 to 5 years.
That's bad.
Termination of some people so that they could function as sources of biological materials and substances. Murder.
That sounds like murder. Yep.
Termination of individuals who represent a threat to the continuation of their activity. Murder.
Yeah, I think that list would be long right there.
Affect genetic engineering experiments and an impregnation of human females and early termination of pregnancies to secure the crossbred infant.
Now you're going X-Files on me.
That is totally X-Files.
That is absolutely 100% X-Files. I think whoever wrote that article watched X-Files for like 10 years and then was like, you know what? I got this theory. There is an alien-human crossbreeding program going on.
Well, technically, this was written in 1988, so I think that X-Files would have read this and then based their thing off that. Yeah, okay, so here's the thing I was saying about the genetic. The EBEs have a genetic disorder in that their digestive system is atrophied and not functional. Some speculate that they were involved in some type of accident or nuclear war, or that they are possibly on the backside of an evolutionary genetic curve. In order to sustain themselves, they use an enzyme or hormonal secretion obtained from the tissue they abstract from humans and animals. Cows and humans are genetically similar.
Yep.
In the event of a national disaster, cow hemoglobin can be used by humans.
Right. Pigs are very close to humans too, so yes, I wonder why they're not abducting pigs. I mean, I haven't heard anything about pig mutilations.
Well,
there's a whole bunch on cattle mutilations.
Right. And that was actually another thing that they were... That was part of the deal, was that the government would try to not send out word about cattle mutilations as well as abductions.
Right. That's a whole nother show, though. We're not going to go to cattle mutilations tonight.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's a great topic. So
cow mutilations?
Yeah.
Maybe like half a show.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we can do cow mutilations for half the show, and then movies about cow mutilations for half of the show.
There you go. We'll just show a video for the second half.
Since I'm claiming that Dave and I are the Siskel and Ebert of the paranormal world.
Oh yeah.
This article also says, and this actually wouldn't be surprising to me, because of how the paranormal in general is seen now. But this article says that movies like Encounters of the Third Kind.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind and E.T. were both attempts at trying to introduce these EBEs into modern society at that time, so that people would become more accustomed to odd things like the aliens and whatnot.
Right.
They wanted people to get more of a compassionate and a positive setting of like E.T. and whatnot. So if they were going to introduce these EBEs into the society, people would not freak out because, hey, they're E.T.
Right.
So, and I can kind of see that as being like a government directive type program, only because, like, look at how the paranormal is now. I mean, with all the movies and stuff that comes out, I mean,
yep.
now you get a door creak and people are absolutely like they're crawling the walls themselves.
Yep.
Not because they're possessed, but because they think there's a demon in their house now.
Right. And everything's a demon now.
Everything's a demon. Everything is a demon.
We'll just throw that out there because everything now is a demon. It's not a, because don't forget, Mike and I actually, we investigate. So we actually we spend a lot of time investigating. So, and researching and talking with clients and acting as counselors. So it seems that has taken that turn. Everything these days is horrific. It's always the absolute worst thing that could possibly be happening. Scratching in the wall. I heard scratching. Scratching is demonic. I heard a child laugh. There's no children in the house. It's demonic. Everything's got to be demonic. It can't just be your grandpa who passed away stopping by to say, I love you. It's okay. Don't worry about me. I'll see you somewhere down the road. Nope. It's a demon.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah, well, unless we could do something about it.
Well, right. Well, no, I just, when I said that, I didn't mean that people's opinions are only going to get worse. I mean that if you watch all of these shows like Haunting and Paranormal Witness and Paranormal Survivor and Evil Things and all this other, shows, everything starts out small. It's a giggle or it's, glass moves for, 2 inches. It's this little stuff.
Right.
And then all of a sudden doors start slamming and footsteps are heard and the bed shake, and it gradually progresses.
Right.
So now, when anybody hears like one footstep on the stairs and they don't know what it is, well, it's only going to get worse. This is obviously evil.
Yes. Well, obviously.
Yeah. My dog is staring at the corner. What evil, being is now in my home.
Right.
Well, maybe your dog just likes that corner.
Or maybe he saw a fly, and it was flying around, and it caught his attention.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. Anyway, we're again going off the beaten path. I did not even think of the fact that E.T. and, Close Encounters of the Third Kind would have been like their attempt at getting society more comfortable with the idea of extraterrestrials living among us.
Right.
And until I read that article, didn't even make that correlation.
No, I didn't either. Honestly, that's interesting though, that you said that. I mean, that is very interesting because that would be a great segue for our government to kind of take away the shock effect. You see E.T. and then you're like, oh, he's so cute, And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, there's a little dude who's actually alive running down your street that looks like E.T. And you're like, oh, he's so cute,
Yeah, they're not going to harm us.
Yeah, no.
E.T. just wanted to go home. I mean, it's perfectly peaceful. Nothing wrong with them at all. But now what are we going to do? Now every single movie that comes out that deals with aliens is them trying to blow us to kingdom come.
Well, Mars Attack ruined that for everybody. We talked about that last week.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But we know how to beat them.
We do.
Maybe that's why they won't just take whoever, because we have country music.
Right. Well, it could be. It could be. Maybe their digestive system, can't handle country music. Their nervous system just explodes. Boof. Then it's over.
That would be sweet.
It would be sweet, actually.
Yeah.
So all right. So I gotta throw this in here before we move on. So
right.
As I was thinking of that, as you were talking about that, the whole showing a movie or anything, a TV show or whatever. It could be a book. It doesn't matter what it is. But so the introduction of like an alien race peacefully living amongst us. Okay. And I was thinking of the movie and I'm thinking, and it finally popped into my head. So District 9, don't tell me you didn't see District 9.
No,
you didn't see District 9.
I know what you're talking about. I have not seen District 9.
My God. All right. Well, we're going to have a movie day together sometime really soon. And it's going to be based on alien movies type. But anyway, so District 9 is a great example of that type of context, if that's true. Okay. So if something like that happened, here you have aliens that have come to the planet that have gotten stranded. They're not here because they're trying to harm us. They're here because their ships broke down and we put them in basically concentration camps and keep them in a concentration camp, which goes takes it right back to, you know, World War II. And then, you know, when the Japanese were in the U.S. and stuff, and we rounded them up and put them in concentration camps. Obviously, Hitler, you know, and there's been many, many, many other examples of like rounding up things that you think are a threat and putting them in a concentration camp. But District 9, it focuses on that. The movie's great because it takes this like alien, non-aggressive individual group and puts them right next to mankind, and they actually interact with each other. And then there's a great turn in the movie, which I won't tell you since you haven't seen it, but there's an absolutely great turn during the movie, and you just get sucked right in, and then and the movie just becomes fantastic. I absolutely love that movie.
Isn't that like they start to fight back? The aliens?
Well, there's little squabbles, but what they're trying to do is they're just trying to get the hell out of here because they hate our planet. So they're just trying to get home. That's all that's happening. They're just trying to get out of here and get back to their home. You know? Okay. But they're stuck here because of their ships being broken down. So it's a great movie. It's, you know, the things that happen along the way really make the whole movie. It was a sleeper for me when I saw it. I didn't know I was going to like it. I'm like, yeah, whatever, I'll watch it. I was sucked in to the whole entire thing. It was really good. So
nice.
Yeah, it was good.
I will put that on my to-do list.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's on Netflix. I doubt it.
I don't know. Maybe.
So I really wanted to ask, this is just kind of an off topic because it's not going to really fit into our topic for tonight or well, it does fit into our topic for tonight more than anything. So in your opinion, Dave, and I wanted to ask this to Josh Gates at Paracon, if he would have arrived, because he was right in the middle of doing his search for extraterrestrials for Expedition Unknown.
Yep.
You know, what do you think the effect would be on the world, religiously speaking?
Ooh, if we're getting deep,
if aliens were proven to be true, you know, let's say President Trump comes out tomorrow and he's this is my good buddy Vlarg, you know, that
right.
from the planet, you know, so and so.
Right.
Aliens exist. What do you think the implications and the effect would be, religiously speaking, as a religious man yourself?
Yep.
On the world.
Well, do you want to let me ponder that and take a break, or do you want to get into it? Because it's not going to be a 2-minute answer. And it's 6:28, so
we can take a break. So you can take 30 seconds to ponder.
I mean, well, I already have about 15 minutes of answer for you. So I'm just saying.
Wow. Okay. Well, then do you want to table that for?
Sure. That's what I'm saying. Do you want me to just table that for a little bit, and we'll do our commercial here, and then?
Well, I meant table it for like maybe another show, but
well, I'll
sure.
I mean, well, I'll abbreviate it today. And then if we want to, we can go back in and touch on that topic in a later show.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, that's what brings viewership, you know. Then they'll look forward to getting back to see us again.
They're always looking forward to see us again. Well, not see us, more hear us. But
right.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to take a break now. So hopefully we will be back here in just a couple of minutes. So you're listening to the Odyssey Files' own Para X. We'll be right back.
this is Master Tarot Card Reader Ken Bogle, and I highly encourage you to tune in every Monday night to the Para-X Radio Network for the Para-Cave, hosted by Matt Gesso, as he goes in search of the truth in the supernatural, metaphysical, mystic, and paranormal. Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, only on the Para-X Radio Network. I never miss it, and neither should you.
Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X.
In order for the light to shine so brightly, the darkness must be present. Tune in every Monday at 10 o'clock for Dark Sun Rising on the Para-X Radio Network.
This is Dana Mitchell from Ghost of Shepherdstown. When visiting Shepherdstown, be sure to look up my Shepherdstown Mysteries Walk, where a story can be told, but a mystery must be experienced. I've got Dave and Mike on my VIP list, so you can join too.
And not to completely change the subject here, but I am still working with Miss Dana Mitchell on trying to come up with this phenomenal paranormal event out there in the Shepherdstown area of West Virginia. So hopefully you will be able to join us for that if everything gets locked down. Sorry.
You're talking to me?
Mystery term. No. Well, I was talking to everybody because we're back on.
Oh, all right. I heard you yell back. I thought you were talking to me. I was like, yeah, you don't have to ask me.
No.
I'm like, it's kind of a silly question, you know.
No, we're back on the air. I was talking
to our
fan.
Gotcha.
So okay.
Okay.
So the question that I posed before the break for all the new listeners that came on in the last, 30 seconds was, what does Dave, as a religious individual, what does he think would be the effect of extraterrestrials becoming real, like reality? What effect would that have on the worldwide religious community?
Okay. So, I'll preempt this by saying this is a personal view. And then, also you have to understand that there's a lot of different religious factions, a lot of different religious beliefs. And so I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination on any of them. But I have my beliefs. And so things like Buddhism or Taoism or, people who worship the Quran, stuff like that, how they would look at it, I don't know. So, but if you take the fact, okay, that God created our planet and everything that lives on our planet, okay, and God is a supreme being who you could never see because God is almighty, he's everything, which means that he's the whole entire universe. He's everything that's in the universe. He's bigger than the universe. He's bigger than everything that's in outer space. That's what the Almighty is. That is what, the Catholic religion that I grew up as a Catholic basically says. Basically. I don't want any hate mail. So.
Hold on. To that, I would just like to say, if you do want to send us hate mail, send it care of Para-Cave Radio and attention Matt Gesso.
Mm-hmm. Because Matt said he would field that question for me. So thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.
So continue.
Okay. So if God is almighty and if he is everything of everything and everything that exists because of him, that would mean that he not only made our planet, but he made every other planet in the universe. So with that concept in mind, it would not surprise me in any way, shape, or form that alien life or some other type of life form that we would consider alien, in air quotes, only for the simple fact that it's not human, would exist. I totally think that people right now, with as many solar systems and galaxies and planets and billions of stars that we have, people right now that don't think that there is some other type of life form, and I say that again in air quotes, some other type of life form, and I'm not saying human beings, and I'm not saying things you saw in Star Trek, and I'm not saying things from Independence Day, whatever they look like is irrelevant. But the fact that there's no other life in our universe, that is an asinine position to take. And I will stand totally behind that. And if you have hate mail, I'll give you my address and we can discuss it. So because of that, I think that God very well might have made other type of life forms. And he might have made other type of alien type of life forms. And he might not want us to interact with each other. I don't know why. I mean, you have to ask God. But I mean, like, let's just say if I had to take a stab at it, I would say that maybe we aren't meant to meet a different type of life form for fear of some type of crossbreeding or cross genetic contamination, or the fact that maybe there's something in their chromosomes that if we did meet, or something in our chromosomes and we met them, that we would kill each other out. Or maybe something as simple as a cold or a virus. Like you said, right? Independence Day. Maybe if we got a cold, those for us colds, they're uncomfortable, but we move on. You get a box of Kleenex, you get a little NyQuil, couple of days, you're okay. You're back at work, right? But maybe if a different species of race came down and they didn't have our type of structure and our composition, and we had a cold, and we met them and passed our cold along, and they went back home, that might wipe out their whole entire civilization.
Well, that was kind of the premise of War of the Worlds, was right. That the second that they stepped foot on our planet, they were dead.
Right.
Because of their immune system.
Right. Same thing as putting us on their planet. So let's say that we do get abducted by an alien, okay? And instead of getting just put in a spaceship, let's say we actually get taken back to their planet. Well, their type of life on their planet is not going to be the type of life that we enjoy, the type of things that we're used to. So if we could step off of that spaceship and step into their environment and basically drop dead, well, that's kind of counterproductive to what they are trying to establish if we really do have some type of alien abduction thing going on, right? I mean, they want to understand what is happening with us, but I think in such a way that it's probably like their best scientists would be here looking at us, not just some common layman going, hey, let's go to Earth. Come on, let's go to Earth and let's go grab a couple of people out of Milwaukee and then a cow in Montana and let's just go mess with people. I don't think that that's happening. I think if it is happening at all, it's happening in a scientific way. So do I think that there's a possibility that there's life? Yes, absolutely I do. Do I think that there's going to be an implication on religion? Yeah, I do. I think that the bigger implication, though, is going to be the people who believe in the Big Bang Theory. So if you believe that it only happened one time, and the cloud of dust came together, and the thermodynamics, and the spin, and the heat generation, and everything else, and boom! And all of a sudden, there was born a planet, and then for some reason, that planet decided to have water, and so water formed, and then there was this little tiny amoeba that came out of nowhere. Nobody knows where it came from, but it came. Little tiny amoeba. And that little tiny thing eventually, after millions of years, crawled up onto a beach one day and turned into a monkey and then turned into every other life form on the planet Earth, including plants and insects and butterflies and everything else. You are going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. Those people are going to lose their mind and go play in traffic. Was that good? Did I hit the spot?
Yeah, but you really reminded me of Alex Jones from InfoWars there. You're like, rawr! Like you're in the face. Well, you're going to be in trouble if you believe this.
Well, you asked me what I thought.
No, I thought it was funny. I mean, yes, it may seem like I just insulted you, but no, I wasn't.
No, I don't feel insulted, so.
Okay.
But no, but so I think, you know, I think that there's a whole crap load of what ifs in that scenario, obviously. But I think that if something, I honestly think that if an alien race actually came to the planet Earth and actually, like we talked about last week, actually landed their spaceship, actually touched down on the planet Earth, number one, I think that that would be, I think that that would be something that was set up. You know what I mean? I don't think it would just happen. I think that there would be communication beforehand happening. So like our government or somebody in our government would know that they were coming.
Well, you know, we don't know that that hasn't already happened.
Well, correct. Right.
So I think, and this is going to be a Trump joke, so be wary of it. I think all we really have to do is ask Trump at some point, like a media person, ask him, what does he think of working with the aliens? And if he's working with the aliens, then he's going to come out without thinking, and you say they're good people.
Yep.
You know, they work hard. And then he's going to be like, well, if I was working with them. But he would have said that first. So I think all we have to do is trick him into admitting it, case.
Yeah.
So getting into the last little bit here, and this is why Dave and I were having such a big problem finding, like, examples of government cover-ups, is either they're so good at it, they have, like, wiped the internet of websites that deal with government cover-up, or I read an article, and I know Dave read, saw the same article.
Yep.
There just doesn't seem to be, like, any official interest whatsoever. Like, they just kind of appear. The UFOs appear in the sky. People take video. They take pictures. They call it into their police stations and news, and then the news reports it. And then that's it. They just kind of let it go. Last week I mentioned O'Hare. You know, the claims were a UFO hovered for over 5 minutes above the airport. Government didn't investigate.
Well, didn't investigate that we know of.
That we know of.
Right.
So, okay. Right. All of this is that we know of.
Right.
And there's been a ton of other incidents where people have seen UFOs. They've called it in. They've reported it. And the government's been like, whatever. Okay, so you saw something. Good for you. And then they go about their business. So do you think it's just them not really caring? Or do you think that they're putting on the public persona of not caring and then doing, like, they're investigating on the down low?
Okay. So you're speaking specifically of our government, right?
Sure. Yeah, let's stick to our government.
Okay, so we're going to stick with the United States. So the United States government probably craps a brick if Russia flies within X amount of miles of the Alaskan free airspace. So to think that we wouldn't be concerned about an alien race showing up in a spaceship or whatever they show up in. Maybe they show up on a unicycle with a balloon hanging off of it. You know, who cares?
That would be awesome.
Well, I'm just saying, who cares what they show up in? So they show up and our government's not going to care. No. That's 100%. Okay. Nothing's 100%. That's 99.8% not going to happen. That our government's going to have a heart attack if they find out that there's an alien spaceship flying over our military installations and our nuclear facilities and our nuclear power stations. And if you look back, really, if you look at the history of like sightings, they're always over like airfields, military installations, nuclear warhead storage facilities, nuclear generators. They're always in these like really important kind of secret, sacred kind of like the world could end type of facilities. You know, it isn't like and I will say the majority of like the ones, you know, the majority of the ones, it seems like there are ones where, you know, grandma and grandpa were driving home from, you know, Aunt May's 100th birthday party and their truck stopped running in the middle of Kansas for some reason. And then, you know, something happened and they saw something. Okay, right. I get it. That could have happened. But the majority of the legitimate sightings are coming from places where there are very critical installations to our survival on this planet. And to think that the government would not be concerned about that is ridiculous. I mean, I can't even fathom that, to be honest with you.
Okay, so then here's my next question.
All right.
If they are covering it up and they are investigating it and they're doing everything that all of these conspiracy theories and whatnot are claiming that the government is doing, do you believe that we are better off knowing or not knowing?
Well, there's the question of the day, isn't it? I knew we were going to get here. I knew we were going to get here sooner or later.
I always bring it around to the destination.
Yeah,
Dave.
I know. I knew we were going to get here sooner or later. So
we may take seven detours on the way here.
Yeah,
we may take the scenic route, but I'll always get us to our destination.
No, I know it always, and we have to run it through the movie critic file and stuff. I know it gets there though. So, are we better off knowing or not knowing? Well, personally, I would like to know if there is another race of some type of intelligence that is visiting our planet. I would like to know. It would not change my life in any way, shape, or form. It would just confirm what my gut suspect says.
Well, right. And I think I think you have to take us out of the picture, because like you and me and probably a lot of the people that listen to the show and just Parrax in general would probably welcome it. And they were like, yes, I want to know, because they are more in tune to understand things that are paranormal than other people. Right. They kind of have a passion for it, but in general,
okay.
For so the people of the United States, do you think that they are ready if there is something to tell?
Okay. I'm going to say no. And I'm going to back that up with the fact that our society, any time that our society that we live in today sees something out of the ordinary, something that makes them upset or potentially could be upset, it goes out on social media, and then there's this huge wave, an uprising of protests and what the hell's going on here? So, and these are minor things compared to a new life form showing up on our planet one day. I would say that probably a large segment of society would consider it to be the end of the world. You know, like this is the end. you probably would have mass suicides. You know, you probably would have all kinds of really weird cults that exist. Even, you know, they do, obviously. I mean, we don't hear about them every day, but they do. So you get all these like really weird little cults that exist right now. People who run those cults, you know, the brainwashing people, they would use this as proof that they were right the whole time about everything. And so you would have, you know, you would have this pandemonium going on. I think that a large population of the, I think a large percentage of the population would probably lose it if something like that really honest to God happened. So do I think we're ready as a society? No. Do I think we're ever going to be ready as a society? No. Not the direction we're headed now, right? I mean, we used to be a society like a warrior clan. And now, you know, we've turned into a society where, you know, somebody, and I'll give you a great example. The movie that I took my girls to see, it was called, what, A Dog's Life, right? Where it was okay. Where the dog, you know, lived, you know, it was the same being, the same entity of a dog, but it lived in all these different dog forms, you know, through right. the thing. There was a lie that was perpetuated by somebody from PETA at the beginning of that movie, before it even came out, that said that the scene where the German Shepherd dove into the river to save the girl from drowning, who was the girl was the victim from the psycho guy, that dog was injured and died. That is a lie. That dog did not die. It was never injured. The person who spread that rumor was rooted out and actually admitted to the fact that that was a lie and they spread that rumor. But PETA took that and turned it into a protest campaign to not go see the movie because of animal abuse. Even though the movie was totally about the caring and love and everything else about a dog, they turned it into some twisted, sick type of like thing. So that's how I see our society. So if an alien race shows up, we're going to turn it into something it's not. And it's going to be bad. So right now I would say the aliens stay away.
Keep it under wraps.
I would say keep it under wraps. And if the government knows, and there are maybe there are aliens here. Who knows? Maybe there's a different life form here, and we just don't know it. Maybe they're already among us. Right? I mean, who knows?
Well, if you want to read if you want to believe the gentleman who wrote the cover up in 1988, they've been here for 20 years already, and that was in 88. So. So you don't think that it's possible to go the way of Star Trek First Contact when the Vulcans came down and it was said that that first contact united humanity in a way that nobody thought possible. So you don't think that would be possible in this day and age?
Well, first of all, I think if Spock showed up or a Spock type of entity showed up in our day and age right now, I think that he would be glommed upon and turned into some social media internet superstar and totally lose the purpose of what the hell he was here for. That's what I think, personally. All right? Yeah. So okay, that's what I think would happen.
Okay, well, I guess in my defense, not even so much in my defense, in your defense.
No, not your defense. I mean, I agree with you. So I like Spock first. I like First Contact, and I think that would be great, but I don't think that
well,
would
yes, happen. But keep in mind, this is the point that I was just trying to make. Keep in sure. mind that at that time when they made that first contact, it was after World War III.
Right.
So, you know, populate 20, what do they say, 25 million dead or something like that from World War III.
That wouldn't make a dent. 25 million dead wouldn't make a dent. I think there's 25 million people live in Chicago. 25 million people live in New York or Los Angeles. That's like taking out LA.
Only 9 million live in New York, and that's the largest city. That 25 million. What is wrong with you?
All right. So So take out New York, Chicago, and LA. There's 25 million. The world's still going to exist. The rest of the country.
I don't know. I mean,
still going to exist.
If New York didn't exist, we would lose half of Hollywood.
I'm okay with that. I think right now society wants to lose Hollywood because of all the crap that's going on in Hollywood.
Who would terrorists and aliens target if they could not no longer blow up New York?
That's a good question.
I think Independence Day is about the only one that has taken out everything. And I might add, this was pointed out to me a couple of years ago. Minneapolis and St. Paul never got blown up by aliens.
They're not coming here. Yeah, no, they're not coming here.
No. Screw the Midwest. They're screwed already.
Right. I mean, they got to deal with the crappy weather and, you know, the influx of, different nationalities taking over and, you know, whatever. So those guys are, you know, they got farms and, they got to deal with the weather pattern and crop losses and, so we're out, but yeah, you know they're gonna take out the big hubs.
They'd the Midwest, the undesirable.
They would take out North Dakota. They'd probably take out North Dakota because of the, you know, nuclear fields.
I would say North Dakota would just take out themselves.
Well, but North Dakota couldn't take out themselves.
You don't think so?
Like, what is there? Like the total population of North Dakota is like what, 800,000?
No,
I mean. Seriously.
Well, I mean, it's probably close. Because, you do have some decent-sized cities. You have Grand Forks, and you have Fargo, and you have Bismarck, and you have Jamestown.
Right. Outside though, you have, like, population 196, population 242, right? And yes. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's totally fine. But what I'm saying is if they're going to take something out, I would think they would go after places where we're keeping our nuclear warheads so that we couldn't use our technology against them, even though it might be totally ineffective. Right? I mean, like in Independence Day, that was a great example. You know, it was a huge decision for our government, you know, in that movie to send the nuke. There were people who were dropping on the floor dying because the president said, send the nuke. You can't send the nuke! Right? And he sent the nuke. And there was a huge explosion. And when everything cleared, the shield was still intact and everything was fine. So all those people that lost their minds about sending it in the first place really did. What were they so excited about? There was nothing to be excited about.
Well, they didn't know that. They thought that would sacrifice more, U.S. civilians.
Okay, well, it probably did then because it exploded without penetrating, which means the nuclear fallout cloud probably took out a third of the country.
Well, not a third of the country, but yeah. But, I mean, at least it took out Houston.
Right.
So.
Well, so did a hurricane. So, I mean.
Well, that's it. I mean, is Houston the new New York?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't think so.
That's a show for another time.
Yeah, it is a show
or a topic for another show.
Absolutely.
Is Houston dispensable? That'll be the topic of the show.
I'm writing that down for a future show. Is Houston dispensable?
Sweet. All right. So that's really going to do it for us tonight. We've got about a minute left. tune in next week. Obviously, it'll be week 3 of our 3-part series. We will be talking about abductions.
Oh, yep. So I got a great one. I got a great one already.
So for that, we will have some really, really good ones. So again, if you want to contact Dave and I, Facebook is a really good way. Odyssey Files Radio or Odyssey Paranormal Society, which is my team. Or you can catch this broadcast and a lot of pretty much all of our other ones on odysseyparanormalsociety.com. And I bid everybody a very happy Monday. And thank you for listening.
Good night.